Chapter 18. The Buried Talent. Those who have will get more until they grow rich, while those who have not will lose even the little that they have. From Matthew chapter 25, verse 29. In the parable of the talents, Matthew chapter 5, verse 20, the Divine Master expresses clearly and in a most forceful way rarely used by him, the duty of making the gifts which he has given us for the glory of the Father bear fruit for that end. Quote, a man of noble birth went to a faraway country to become its king and then returned. He summoned some of his servants and gave them his funds to look after while he was gone, saying, invest this until I get back. After a long time, he returned and asked them for an accounting. He was a just and generous master. He asked of each one the whole of what he had entrusted to him, along with interest in proportion to the sum entrusted. He congratulated the one who, having received much, by diligent work and care, had produced much, and called him, quote, an industrious and reliable servant. And he gave him a large recompense, a share in the glory and riches of his kingdom. He also called an industrious and reliable servant the one who had received only 2 talents, but who had returned them with the addition of 2 more, earned by the sweat of his brow. To him also he gave a place of honor in his kingdom. However, he was hard toward the one who, having received 1 single talent, which he could have developed to its maximum capacity without great labor, had buried it in the ground and allowed it to lie idle. I feared you because I knew you were a hard man, was the pretext given by this cowardly, lazy man. So the master took away the 1 talent entrusted to him and gave it to the others. Quote, humility which does not produce generosity is undoubtedly false. St. Francis de Sales from the Spiritual Conference on Generosity. Refusing to recognize in oneself God's gifts is ingratitude toward him. It is a tendency to laziness which refuses to make the effort necessary for them to bear fruit. Real humility balances the soul between 2 points of view which are opposite but equally true. It says to the soul first, love to be unknown and counted as nothing. St. Nilus. What difference does it make to the humble soul to be unknown, provided that God be known? To be counted as nothing satisfies her just as truth satisfies. However, she listens to the words of St. Paul, we beg you not to receive the grace of God in vain, from 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 1. An apostle living in the midst of the world owes God and souls all the energy and strength of his spiritual attractions, his natural qualities, and his human ability, whether intellectual or practical. The supernatural gifts of the Holy Spirit, which alone bring grace, flower better in the natural gifts corresponding to them. Quote, it is important to note that humility must never be confused with the weakness of self-surrender or with ruse that purposely makes itself less than it is, still less with an inferiority complex. From Guardini's The Lord. The humble soul undertakes simply and courageously everything she is ordered to do, quote, no matter how difficult, St. Francis de Sales. Quote, in him who is the source of my strength, she says, I have strength for everything. From Philippians chapter 4, verse 13. Love even urges her on to astonishing initiatives which bear unexpected fruit. Full of the tact and delicacy which humility gives, she succeeds where others achieve nothing. To do great things for God, it is sufficient not to believe oneself great, not to believe great things impossible, for God is master of the impossible. To come to the fore simply with good grace when it is necessary, and to disappear afterwards with the same good grace. To help oneself so that heaven will help. Not to be surprised at failure, but to reflect and to begin again with tranquil tenaciousness. And lastly, not being able to have all the gifts oneself, to rejoice sincerely in others' gifts, helping them, utilizing them, and making them known. Adapted from Eula Thorne's Humility and Patience. All this is good humility. It is also good personality. Salesian teaching delights in this good balance. It is, quote, founded on the soul's courageous effort in which God sustains it, but does not substitute for it. From Rofat's A Lecture de Saint Francis de Sales. O my God, I beg you today for this double grace, a well-understood humility which will help develop a personality entirely given over to your service. But beware of my proud nature. Under the pretext of developing your gifts, do not allow me to lose the realization of my wretchedness. Quote, destruct of ourselves and of our own strength produces trust in God, and from this trust is born generosity. From St. Francis de Sales, Spiritual Conference on Generosity.